KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We're getting closer to that every single day. And today's trail we're going to be focusing on is all along State Route 255 in Manila. We got Carol Vandermeer as my co-host today, and we are talking with Hank Seaman. Good morning.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, indeed. Cliff. Yes, thanks. Thank you both so much for talking today.
All right.
Hank, you are the Deputy Director of Environmental Services for Humboldt County Public Works. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All righty. Get the title in there. Alrighty, so folks who were looking at the Mad River Union may have seen an article about this trail, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. There was an article in there. Hank made a presentation at the Manila Community Services District about the trail, and I thought this was a great opportunity to update the rest of the listening audience on what's happening.
Yeah, this is a terrific proposed trail, because I think it would make bike commuting along that a lot safer.
Yeah, and this is just going to be the first step in that vision of having that. So I thought it'd be great, Hank, if you could kind of update us on what the status is of this first section and what some of the challenges and where you see the next steps going.
Sure. Well, the project that we have is a half-mile-long paved bike path, and not just for bikes, but all non-motorized transportation. And it's on the west side of State Highway 255, and it goes from the Dean Pacific intersection on the south end up to Carlson at the north end.
So this is a 10-foot-wide paved trail, it's a multi-use trail.
Correct.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And now, half a mile. This is the first step. What is the long-term vision of this?
You know, going back to the late 90s, with really the conception of the vision of the Humboldt Bay Trail, you know, the vision is a network of trail segments, and different jurisdictions and entities have been developing a strategy of incremental progress, doing small projects that have independent utility and are feasible. And while the connection between Eureka and Arcata has been a priority and is making lots of progress, and also connecting to the waterfront trail, this opportunity to collaborate with Caltrans, the county, and Manila Community Service District came together in 2014. And so this was a really good opportunity to develop non-motorized facilities on the state highway. And so the county prioritized this, and we worked together. We were successful in funding, and then we're just working through the project development life cycle and working through the studies, the design, the administration, and we're aiming to construct in 2019.
Okay, so a couple of years from now.
Yeah, and, I think this section, Hank, you might elaborate a little bit. The it connects up at Lupin and Dean, which is a kind of a turning and entryway for getting kids to the Redwood Coast Montessori School. So I think, am I right in saying that this sort of fits in with the Safe Paths concept to schools, or is that part of how this section got prioritized?
Definitely. So right now, and for the last few years, all of the state funding for non-motorized facilities is consolidated into the Active Transportation Program, and the goals of that program are to increase the number of trips that are taken by foot or by bicycle, to improve non-motorized safety, and also to improve community connectivity. And the situation in Manila was that there's two neighborhoods that are really disconnected by, there aren't any local roads that connect them. So down at the Lupin end, there's one neighborhood, and then down at the Dean Pacific is another, and a lot of people from the Lupin area want to travel down to the community center and the Montessori school. And so this bike path will provide that dedicated facility to connect those two neighborhoods.
Nice. And for those familiar with State Route 255, how close to the highway is this trail?
It will be a minimum of 13 feet from the edge of the travel lane. And we have two design objectives. We want to get as far away from the highway as possible, but we also want to minimize impacts to wetlands and sensitive habitat, you know, the willows and other vegetation. So we're balancing that in the alignment process right now.
Very good.
Yeah, and I could say, being a Manila resident, that, you know, 255 is a, you know, an expressway that goes right through a community.
Yep.
So anything that we can do to start to shift the, you know, accepted way we look at, you know, transportation as being just cars, and to have our highways and roads, you know, be inclusive to all modes of transportation, this is a great first step. But I can say, as a Manila resident, we're all overeager, you know, and as Hank mentioned, it's a process to incrementally get there, but I think it gives us a inspiring first step to kind of catapult, you know, more plans and efforts to connect this further along 255.
Well, these kind of projects take money, so let's talk funding. How? What was the funding for this?
The funding was the state active transportation program. The total cost is $1.7 million, and of that, the construction cost will be approximately $1.4 million. The main reason that the county got involved is that Caltrans is actually not eligible to receive ATP funding for improvements on the state highway.
Mm.
So, you know, we've been seeing funding going to the cities, and the county has received funding for other projects on county roads. But because we have needs on the state highway, we decided to collaborate, and the county is receiving the funds. We're designing it, permitting it, we'll oversee the construction, and then Caltrans has committed to either maintain it or pay for the maintenance. And so I think Caltrans has really stepped up and committed to, you know, the post-construction maintenance, and we're hoping that this might be a model for other trail segments on the state highway system.
I was just going to say, it sounds like a good template to move forward for other things. It sounds like a good workaround, a potential issue.
I think, yeah, collaboration, and we've all got our roles to play. And you know, the next opportunity that is teed up is looking at portion of the Annie and Mary Trail from Blue Lake to Glendale. And then, so that's kind of our next priority project right now. And then I think further down the line would be looking at the Little River Trail to connect the West Haven Moonstone area with Clam Beach along 101.
And that would effectively extend the Hammett Trail as well.
Exactly. So that's what made this Manila Trail even more attractive, is the potential for testing out this, you know, interjurisdictional collaboration model.
Fantastic. That is really terrific, because all those ones that you mentioned are all you know, a very high priority in the trail community. We've been talking Annie and Mary for a long time, so it's really great to see this going to be moving forward next.
Yeah, we're working on multiple fronts, and you know, the other good news, I don't know if you've shared, Carol, is that the City of Blue Lake was successful in their funding for what we're calling the first phase of the Annie and Mary Trail on city streets within Blue Lake. And so that funding was just awarded a few weeks ago. So that'll be unfolding over the next probably 2 or 3 years, and then we're trying to plan for the connection from Blue Lake to Glendale.
That is fantastic. Now, getting back to Manila and this this first little phase coming up in a couple of years, very exciting. But as Carol mentioned, a lot of Manila residents would love to see more. What could Manila residents do to make that possible? Is there anything that you know, the local community can do to say, hey, this is a good first step, we want more?
Sure. You know, I have two ideas. You know, the first is, I think, a really logical follow-up project is to work with Friends of the Dunes and plan and develop a funding strategy and an implementation strategy for, you know, a trail connection from this new paved bike path to the Coastal Nature Center. And so I think the bulk of that alignment would be on Friends of the Dunes property, and, you know, probably the mechanism to have that connection on the state highway would be some kind of encroachment permit, and I think that would likely be very feasible. So I think we can start having discussions about that, a collaborative planning process for that next phase. And then, you know, what's really important right now is SB1, the increase in the state gas tax that's going to generate additional revenue for investments in transportation infrastructure. And so that creates new opportunities for, you know, the Caltrans districts, and we're in District 1, to have more funds for improvement projects. And so, you know, you might think about inviting Caltrans onto your show to ask about their prioritization process and how to provide input for community priorities. You know, I will say that it will be a challenging project to try to connect Manila all the way to Arcata, just based on wetlands and agricultural land. And you know, I think we'll have to look at what makes sense for segments and logical sequential projects. But I think we can definitely start having those discussions and get ready for the next funding round.
Excellent. Well, we're all used to trails happening in segments. that's kind of how it goes. And one of those segments that we've all been looking forward to, of course, is the new portion of the Humboldt Bay Trail. And we were just talking off air a little bit about that. Anyone who drives past on the safety corridor can see there is a lot of work going on in the Arcata to Bray Cut portion of the Humboldt Bay Trail. Caroline, you want to talk about that?
Yeah. There is a lot going on there, and Arcata has much to celebrate. And there is a plan to have a celebration to invite the community out on November 19th at 10 a.m. There'll be a ribbon cutting ceremony down in the marsh on South I Street, and then there'll be a kind of a community fun run bike. So you're invited to bring your bike, your roller skates, you know, your feet. afterwards to actually officially get out there and enjoy the open trail. And so people should mark that date on their calendar, November 19th at 10 a.m.
November 19th. That sounds like a rainy day.
Yeah, it might be. Bring your rain. Yeah, we're Humboldt County tough.
Right.
You know, I'm sure we'll have some umbrellas and maybe some tents. But, hey, we've been waiting a long time for this.
So nothing.
Rain or shine, get out there and celebrate all the hard work that, you know, the city of Arcata has put forward in making this segment happen.
It's very, very exciting. And one thing that people may be surprised at is the amount of bridges that had to be made to make this little segment work. It's a lot.
Yes, absolutely. So hopefully we can get some city reps on the show here soon to give us a little more details about how that's all come together and how get us all fired up for the grand opening. And so mark your calendars.
The 19th, November.
Yep.
Fantastic. What time of the day?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, fantastic.
Yep.
Now, the funny thing is, as I said, I drive past it all the time because I teach at HSU. And I yesterday, it was a nice afternoon, and I saw a bunch of people out on this unopened trail. It's officially not open yet, and I saw people running, biking, skateboarding all along this thing. I was like, wow, it's already in use, and it's not even open. Imagine when it actually opens.
Yeah, people are very excited about it.
I know, it's going to be fantastic. And, of course, the final four is where the next push is going to be, trying to get that last 4 miles going from Bray Cut into Eureka.
Yes.
And, of course, the city of Eureka has been working tirelessly getting the Eureka Waterfront Trail up and going, which should be complete at the end of this year, which is real exciting.
Yeah, I think it may be a little further out, but very close. Very close.
Yeah, they've been working very, very hard at that, and it's really a lot of fun. And again, you know, people on segments that aren't open yet.
They're really
like, I want this thing now. Yeah. They're on it.
I'm very excited and very eager. But yeah, we'll have to get the final four is already in the works of planning and permitting, and stay tuned. We'll be seeking funding. And of course, we've been talking a lot about that and the whole trail system. And we'll talk a little more in another segment about the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, which helps build a fund to support maintenance for the entire network. And I was going to let listeners know that there are updates about the fund, the Trails Council newsletter, and updates on humboldtbaytrail.info. So people can go there and get the latest updates and learn more about how they can support the trail and the fund.
Fantastic. Well, as I say in the promo, 2017 is an exciting year to be a trail advocate. It's really
Definitely.
So much going on. It's kind of amazing. Kind of an amazing year. All right.
Yes.
Well, Carol, thanks again for pulling all this together. Hank, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff. We really appreciate everything KHAM does to support trails in our community.
Of course. And this conversation you will find shortly podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.